We're joined today with Adam Goodvin, the head coach for the Marshalltown Bobcat High School football team. Coach Goodvin here. We're right after graduation, and I remember thinking back into high school, this is really kind of the prime time for football to get gearing up for the fall.
It is. It is. We start a week from, well, next Monday, June 3rd in the morning with weights. So we're excited. There's a lot of work that needs to be put in the month of June and July, but with school off their plate, it's a fun time, and there's a lot of work that needs to be put in. We're excited to get going.
Yeah, I think the other thing about football sometimes people don't realize is installing a playbook takes a long time, too, and that those foundations, that starts right away this summer. I'm guessing that ninth grade, varsity, you guys are all meeting at different times. Can we just run through, starting with the ninth graders, when do they come in for their weightlifting and kind of that summer program?
Yeah, our incoming ninth graders will be Monday through Thursday at 7:15 a.m. here at the high school weight room. So we'll start that up on Monday morning, and then that'll run through July, I think it's the 25th is the final day, and our 10th through 12th graders will come in Monday through Thursday right after our ninth graders are done at 8 a.m. You know, they're going to overlap a little bit, but we'll get them started. And then we're also offering an opportunity for our 7th and 8th graders on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That'll be at 9 a.m. for the month of June. That'll be more of an introductory opportunity for those kids to learn how to move correctly and just get themselves familiar with the weight room and how we operate.
It's got to be kind of nice to start working with some of those 7th and 8th graders and installing what the program's going to look like when they get to high school.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, and it's, you know, from the weight room aspect, it's not really a sport-specific thing. You know, this is going to benefit our kids in every single sport that they participate in and getting that, you know, into their heads and getting them to understand the importance behind it. You know, it's crucial, you know, especially with, you know, the schedules that all of our sports teams play every single year. And, you know, it's a crucial time to introduce that to those young guys and get them excited about it and truly want to be in that weight room as much as they possibly can.
What would you say to a kid who maybe is coming into freshman year and hasn't played football or played football in junior high and not thinking about going out? If they were on the fence, what would you say to that kid to try and get him to come out for Bobcat football?
I would say, you know, what I tell a lot of kids, you know, I don't think it matters the age. I think the biggest thing that I try to communicate to our kids that are you know, on the fence, a little iffy about playing is, you know, if you're not sure, I'd encourage you to do it, because no one ever looks back and thinks, man, I wish I wouldn't have done this or done that or whatever. It's always, I wish I would have done, you know, this. I wish I would have done football, or I wish I would have, you know, played baseball when I was in high school or something like that. And we just don't want them leaving us, you know, at the end of their 4 years of high school having any regrets. And, you know, I think they come out of it, you know, thankful and, you know, glad they participated in football here specifically.
So we got the summer weightlifting program starts on Monday next week. Do you guys ever hit the field at all this summer?
Yeah, we do. We've got 10 summer OTAs is what we call them, 10 summer practices, kind of spread out throughout the month of June and July pretty evenly. You know, we put a lot of effort into avoiding, you know, any baseball games. And I know Coach Apple's got his basketball camps too. So, you know, everything's during the week, Monday through Thursday, you know, weightlifting and football practices, you know, so our kids don't really have to choose, you know, one sport or the other. We encourage multi-sport athletes, and those are at 5 p.m., you know, every time we've got those scheduled. And, you know, we give them Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off throughout the entire summer to let them continue to be kids as well.
Are there any, like, 7-on-7 flag football games that are between schools around here? When I was growing up in the Quad Cities, we would go over to Rock Island and play against some of the Illinois schools.
Yeah, there's some 7-on-7 things. It's kind of different. You know, even back when I was in school, you'd go to those tournaments and things like that. But nowadays, it's a lot of, you know, find a school that's not too far away and set something up for a, you know, a Sunday afternoon type thing to get some work in. And that's still a work in progress with us. You know, I'm sure we'll find a school or two around the area that'll want to get some work in, and we'll get it on the schedule and get some guys there and get it done. So
yeah, it's always nice to get the ball thrown around a little bit during the summer with head coach Adam Goodman from Marshalltown Bobcat Football. Coach, if somebody wants to try out, just show up 7:15 for freshmen or 8 o'clock Monday morning for weightlifting.
That's right. We'll get you every single piece of information you need. We'll get you calendar, you know, any of that paperwork that you need to get turned into play. And yeah, encourage everyone to give it a shot. It's a fun opportunity being part of something that's bigger than yourselves and representing, you know, our community and school.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to watch the growth with the team this year. So good luck with your summer programs here this summer, Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We're excited.